Heyo, good day, podcast gang. I'm Sarah Kate, and instead of Madeline, here with me today I have
Olivia.
And today on Netflix Reviews, we are going to be doing Stranger Things, and just a warning, this will have spoilers in it, but if you don't want spoilers, make sure to go check out our Stranger Things with no spoilers. And then after this, also check out our other podcasts on Pretty Little Liars. So let's get right into it and start off with Bob.
Oh, Bob.
So, Bob ended up dying in, like, the second to last episode of season two. And, like, there was a lot of controversy about it because he was such a sweet character. And, like, his death was, like, disturbing to watch.
Yeah, he was, like, really kind of shy guy, but he was, like, really scared of a lot of things.
Yeah.
And so he died in a really, like, scary way. But, like, he died saving everyone else. So he died a heroic death.
But, like, I think it was terrible because he had gotten out of the building where he was killed, but then he had gotten out, and then he just stood there and stared at Jess.
Joyce.
Instead of, like, keep running out of the building, and then all the Demogorgons broke through the doors and ate him.
Oh, that was sad. Hashtag justice for Bob.
Yeah, it just, like, watching it makes you feel super, like, empty and stuff. And the death is, like, really disturbing, and it really made me upset because I liked Bob. And then also Barb died, who was Nancy's best friend, and she was taken into the other side by the Demogorgon at Steve's house, I think.
In Steve's pool,
yeah. And I mean, she wasn't really a big character, so it wasn't that much of a big deal, but, like, it's still sad when a character dies.
I never really liked Barb that much because I liked Nancy, and I wanted Nancy to live her life, and Barb was kind of uptight and always in her business. Yeah.
But Barb went from Stranger Things straight to Riverdale, so she was not wasting any time. And then Mike and Eleven. So Mike and Eleven are, like, kind of in love, I guess. It was, like, when I saw Eleven come back after Mike hadn't seen her for, like, a year or so, or 2 years, like, a year,
it was a year.
I, like, honestly got teary-eyed, and I might have cried a little bit, because, like, it was just so sad and dramatic, her entrance into the house.
No, what part really made me mad is when Eleven went back to Mike's school and saw, like,
yeah,
Mike with Max, the new girl.
Yeah.
And he was kind of being mean to her because he still loved Eleven, but Eleven saw it and thought he was, like, flirting with her, so she, like, stormed out, but it was so close to them meeting. They ended up meeting a day later.
Yeah, like, when it showed that one episode where Eleven was, like, with her, I guess, like, sister or the other girl that has powers Eight. Like her, I really did not like that episode. It was so weird, and, like, it just was nothing like Stranger Things to me.
Yeah, I kind of liked it, though, because it was kind of, there was so much drama building up and tension that I was kind of getting overwhelmed, and then it was just kind of, like, a calm episode that was kind of a break and kind of a cool to see Eleven's backstory.
Yeah, it's just, like, I really, like, wanted to get into, like, Mike and Eleven seeing each other again, and they ended up seeing each other in the next episode, but, like, I feel like that episode was just kind of, like, put in between there so people would be, like, anticipating for them to see each other again.
I really hope in season three there's a lot more Mike and Eleven, because that's one of the main reasons I love the show, and it was kind of sad all season two they were separate, and I just wanted them to be together the whole season, and they only ended up spending one full episode together.
Yeah, and then another new couple is Max and, what's his name?
Lucas.
Max and Lucas. So Max is a new character, and her older brother is, like, super, super mean and hates Lucas because, like,
he's racist. Dating.
Yeah. And, yeah, super racist because this was based in, like, the 80s and stuff.
Still, they're from California. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but he, like, whenever Max, he would see Max talking to Lucas, well, Lucas is African-American and Max is Caucasian, but he would get really mad at her, and when I was rewatching it, I realized it was probably because he was racist, because he didn't really care about any of the other kids he was talking to except Max. He got really mad at her and, like, started yelling at her.
Yeah, and on the final episode, they ended up kissing at the snowflake ball, or is that what it's called? Snowflake ball? Or snowball, and so that was interesting, and I think that made another character, Justin, super jealous because he kind of had a thing for Max.
Dustin.
Isn't that what I said?
He said Justin.
Okay. Dustin, and but Dustin ended up dancing with Nancy, which I thought was really sweet.
Yeah, because especially on the first episode of Stranger Things, Dustin walks into Nancy's room and offers her like a piece of pizza, and she looks like she's way too cool, and she goes like, "No, just leave my room." And then at the end, she was really sweet to him, and she said, "Yeah, you're my brother's favorite. You're my favorite of my brother's friends."
Yeah. So, what do you think of Max? Like, it's kind of always weird when a new character comes in, so.
Yeah, I didn't really accept her at first, because I was like, well, you need to be part of, like, the original squad, but I didn't think that they should just accept her so freely, and, like, I don't think she should have been involved with all, like, the upside-down drama. I think they should have left her out of that.
Yeah, and how did... Okay, so when Hopper kept Eleven in his cabin for, like, so long, it would not let her out, would not let her go see Mike. That made me, like, really mad at him.
Like, I know. I just, like...
I was so ready for the reunion of them. And then Hopper just would not let her leave. And finally, she took it into her own hands and left. But she did not go straight... Well, she did go straight to see Mike, but ended up not seeing him because Max was there. And then she went to find her mom, which I thought was, like, really interesting. And I hope that her mom, like... Her mom's, like, kind of, like... Has, like, a mental condition that the Hawkins lab put her in. And so I hope she gets out of that and, like, they can, like, reconnect and have a relationship.
Yeah, it was kind of sad because you met the mom in the first season and you could just tell she wasn't right at all. She couldn't talk. So you just wanted her to, like, know that she wasn't, like, being crazy. Like, she was actually, she actually had a daughter. She didn't miscarry.
Yeah. And do you think Eleven's powers will get even stronger, or do you think they're just going to stay the same?
I mean, if, well, I know, in the next season, there'll probably be some more drama, like, about the Upside Down, but if they're, like, if it kind of slows down and she's not really using her powers, I think they might not increase, but if she keeps using her powers like she is, I think she'll get a lot stronger.
I think that, like, something, like, super, in season three, I expect, like, something super, super big to happen, where someone's gonna have to, like, train her to, like, get her powers even stronger, and I think that she's gonna be with her, like, I guess, sister that has powers, and they're going to, like, train together and maybe work together to figure out whatever's going on in the Upside Down or anything else. Like, I think something super dramatic will happen in season three.
Yeah, because when she met her sister, I feel like she kind of changed her sister's mind, because her sister was all about getting revenge on Hawkins' lab and Papa, whoever, like, kept them. But then I think Eleven was like, no, the people need me. Like, they might not be able to help me, but I can really help them. So I think that might have affected her sister's, like, view. She might go back to Hawkins and help Eleven.
And in season two, it talked about that Papa could still be alive, which I really hope he is, because that could start a lot of drama and make it super interesting.
I think he's definitely still alive, because they wouldn't have brought that up if they wanted to. If they wanted you to think he was dead, they would have just told everyone, like, oh, yeah, he's definitely dead. They wouldn't have even brought that up if they didn't want to bring him back.
Yeah, so I hope something super dramatic will happen with that. Yeah. So that's all we have for this podcast, but make sure to tune in for more podcasts upcoming. Bye.
Bye.